Well, there you are. You're finally home. I was starting to get a little worried about you. Who am I? Oh my. You don't remember, do you? Hey, shh. No. It's all right. There's no need for you to be afraid of me. You summoned me last night. When you and your friends were performing that little ritual. You thought it was just a game. Well, to you, I'm sure it was. But in my realm, we see those games, as you so call them, a little bit differently. Yes, I am very much real. What exactly am I? Well, I'm commonly referred to as an incubus. And yes, that is a type of demon. Do I have a name? Let's see. How about you just call me Vax? What do I want from you? Oh my. I thought that would be obvious. I am an incubus, after all. I want you, of course. And you are the one who summoned me. What do you mean you don't understand? Well, let's see. I want anything and everything you have to offer me. I want your body, I want your soul. I want to devour your entire being. Does that answer your question? Or should I go into more graphic details? Well, how about we start with this? Why don't you tell me your name? Ooh, I like that. Very lovely. That name definitely suits you. What do we do now? Well, whatever you want. I'm at your disposal. And I'm not allowed to leave your side also, by the way. Since you're the one who summoned me here, I'm attached to you and only you. And I cannot go anywhere unless you order me to do so. So we're stuck together for the time being. Oh well, even if you ordered me to leave, I would simply just disappear. But I'm still gonna be here, you just won't see me. If that makes any sense. I can't actually physically leave. Because that's not how the summons works. I'm not allowed to go back to my plane of existence until my contract with you has been fulfilled. What contract? You mean you already forgot? The one you recited when you summoned me. I wouldn't have been brought here if you didn't have a task for me to complete. Well, regardless of whether or not you thought it would work, it did. And so now I'm here. You really don't remember what you asked of me. Well, let me clue you in. Last night, you and your friends got together to perform a little seance. And one of your friends brought with them a special book they found in the library. A book containing all kinds of things not meant for the human eye, including what we refer to as black magic. Spells and incantations, things like that. But your eye was fixed on one in particular, which is why I was summoned and not a different type of demon. You were looking for companionship and love. It was a love spell that you performed. You were lonely, I take it. Why else would you have gone to that specific page and then read it aloud? To summon me, an incubus demon. Well, yes, your friends did it too. But they didn't do it the correct way like you did. They didn't even gather the proper ingredients listed on the page. But you were one step ahead of them. Not only did you go above and beyond, you even added a little icing on the cake to tempt me. Don't tell me you forgot about that as well. You were so desperate. You offered me a little piece of your soul, as well as a prick from your finger. See, right here. There's still a little bit of blood on it. Ah. What's the matter? Don't like it when I lick it? Oh, don't be nervous. I'm doing this all for you. I have to fulfill your wish if I ever want to get home. Or if you'd prefer, I could just stay with you forever. It's not like I age or anything. You humans have a short lifespan. You'd die long before I ever will. Easy. I don't bite. Well, much anyway. I already told you, this is not a dream. Maybe you should sit down. You're looking a little pale. Let me help you relax. It's what I'm good at. Just trying to take it all in. Oh, well, of course. Take all the time you need to process. I'll just wait right here. Do I what? Do your bidding? Oh, heavens, no. I'm not some kind of errand boy, if that's what you're thinking. And no, I can't kill anyone for you. So don't even ask. You would never. The look in your eyes for a moment told me otherwise. Oh, and don't worry. You're the only one that can see me. So even if your roommates come back, it won't be a problem. I could sit right on this countertop, and they wouldn't say a damn thing about it. I could also hover in the air if you needed me to get out of the way. Fly. Yes, I can do that too. I can pretty much do anything you can imagine. Even those types of things. And in any position you'd like. On the ground, in the air, it makes no difference to me. Whatever suits your fancy, hon. Oh, hey, don't be like that. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just being honest. I already told you why I was here, and now you remember why you summoned me. So I would like to fulfill my duties if you don't mind. Why, pleasing you, of course. It's what you wanted. And it's my specialty. I mean, look at me. Do you really think this body is suited for anything less? My experience. Oh, honey. Do you really want to ask me about that? I've done things that even you wouldn't believe were possible. But to actually answer your question, yes, I have more than enough experience under my belt. Centuries worth, if you must know. Hey, it's okay to be nervous. This is your first time doing something like this, isn't it? Oh, honey. I can tell just by looking at you how innocent you are. You've hardly done anything at all. Am I wrong? And I'd wager that you've never even felt real pleasure before in your life. Not like anything I can provide. Oh? My, oh my, you really are innocent, if you don't even know what that's called. Well, here. Why don't we start with a kiss? And then see how you feel after that. I promise you'll enjoy it. And besides, your blushing face is just too cute for me to pass up. All I've wanted since I saw you walk in that door is to be close to you. In all the ways that matter. I'm drawn to you like a moth drawn to a flame. And not just because you summoned me. I had the option to deny you. But hearing your voice through the void, I couldn't say no. You sounded so tempting. Something about you just drew me in. And I found you extremely irresistible. You taste as good as I imagined, too. Your lips are so soft and so smooth. I don't think I can hold myself back anymore. I'm gonna take you here and now, whether you want me to or not. Just let me show you what a real incubus can do. No, by all means. Get comfortable. That's better. You look more relaxed now. Just let me work my magic. You're beautiful. You're like a diamond in a sea full of stars. The way you light up when I kiss you. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, please like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment. I enjoy reading your feedback. And if you would like more exclusive content, click the link down below to join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, and I might even give you a nickname or two. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me, and tell me a little bit about yourself. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. But with all of that said, don't forget to drink plenty of water, and do a little bit of self-care today. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. Love, Akihiko Kai.